I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
There's too many people on there, and there's FOBO that happens massively, the fear of better options. So people are talking to loads and loads of people, but they're not paying any interest in anyone. Hello and welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. I'm Phil, she's Jane, and today we will be talking about dating apps.
Yes! Da, da, da. Which we both have lots of experience with.
Yeah, well, I've been doing deep dives for TikTok and actually deep diving into the dating app industry, and mind is blown. I'll ask you this first question. How much do you think the dating app industry is currently worth?
Oh, it'll be billions.
How many billions?
I'm just going to go for 1 billion.
3.08 billion.
How crazy is that? Currently. That's just crazy.
That's not the craziest part. Sorry. I got that wrong. It's 3.33 billion. I was looking at last year's figures. How much do you think it's going to rise to in 2025, though?
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, the majority of people have completely changed their mindset about online dating, especially since the pandemic, especially the fact that it's more difficult to meet people in person now. So, the apps are increasing. So shove another 3 billion on top of that.
I'll give you that. It's 5.71 billion.
Wow.
For the dating app industry. So this got me thinking. I was sitting back and I was like, do you know what? I came to the point where I said, do you know what? Dating apps aren't the problem. It's the users. Nah. We're not going to mention any.
Are you thinking of setting up your own dating app to become part of this?
It's too complicated. If anyone knows how to help me with algorithms and stuff, then yeah, I'll give it a go. But the thing is, it's the dating apps. Like, we're not going to mention names so we don't get sued.
So we're not mentioning any names on this.
We will mention the three big companies that own dating apps, but we're not mentioning names in particular about what my personal opinion's coming from.
Okay.
So basically, apps, what are dating apps there for? What do you think?
Well, to meet people, connect. Sometimes people go on just for friendship, not actually looking for love. They're looking for friendship because they're either shy or lonely, and they're just looking for someone to speak to. But apps are there to essentially connect with other people.
See, for me, I would say they're there to make money.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Because the thing is, how these dating apps make money, especially the free version, they do freemium. So the likes of you pay to see your matches. So do you know the percentages, the ratio, the split between men and women?
As in how many male users compared to females? I'd say 60-40. I'd say 60% men, 40%. No?
80% men to 20% women.
Wow.
Now, that's the average. Now, Tinder in the UK, guess what the ratio is on Tinder in the UK?
I think there's always going to be more men.
Yeah, there's always more men, but it's 89% men to 9% women.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can
it's good for the ladies.
What the apps are targeting is they're targeting men because obviously there's so many men on there. They're pushing and forcing men to pay for the apps. I mean, have you ever paid for the apps?
I've never done it. I know lots of people that have, though.
Men, women, or mixture?
Mainly females, because they're trying to cut out the men that are not being serious. So they think, okay, we pay, we're going to get the more kind of serious people on it. I mean, I know a couple of guys as well that have paid. Mm-hmm. But for me, I just think, I don't know. I've never heard of anyone being more successful paying for the app than not paying.
No, I mean, I've done it before to see who's matched with me. Tinder. Okay, Tinder. How much do you reckon Tinder made last year in profit?
Tell me.
$1.4 billion.
Unbelievable.
Which is 49% of match group. So do you know about match group? You know about these groups that own?
No.
Okay, we will talk about this. So there's 3 to 4 main groups that own the dating companies, dating sites. So you have match group, which is the biggest. A match group, they own Tinder, Match, Meetic, OkCupid, Hinge, Pairs, Plenty of Fish, and Our Time. So in total, they own 45 global dating companies, Match Group do.
And Match.com was the first dating app, is that correct?
Yes, that was the first dating site. So they own 45.
Wow.
Which is like mind-blowing. They must, if Tinder's making 1.4 billion, mm-hmm. It's like, what? And then next up, you've got Spark Network. So have you ever heard of JDate, Christian Mingle?
JD, that's for the Jewish community?
Yes. So Spark Network owns Zoosk, Elite Singles, JDate, Christian Mingle, and pretty much anything to do with religion.
Right, okay.
Dating. And then you have Blackstone, which own Magic Labs, which own Bumble and Badoo, Lumen and a few others, and then what is it, Meet Group, that own like eHarmony and all that lot.
That's the thing, it's like there's too much choice. It's mm-hmm. like if you put your situation, if you're going to, for example, a restaurant and the menu is filled with so many choice, you're sitting there for ages thinking, I'm quite overwhelmed. I don't really know what to pick. Can you go back and forth? I always think the less is more, you know, that if you've got a set menu, you know, you say straight away what you want. Okay, I'll have this, this, and this. And now there are so many dating apps. It's people just are confused of which one to go to. And they end up going to the one that's the most popular, which ends up being harder because there's so much choice.
Which do you think is the most popular?
I would probably say Tinder. No? Mm-mm.
hasn't got as many users as Badoo. Badoo has got the most amount of users on it.
Remind me what Badoo is. I never actually ever joined Badoo. Is Badoo the one where you want to put your choices of a celebrity lookalike, what your kind of ideal celebrity lookalike is, and they'll try and match somebody that looks like that?
I'm not too sure on that one. It's been a while since I've been on Badoo, but
I'll give it a quick Google.
Give it a quick Google. Right. I will keep talking about these figures. So you've got Tinder in at number two. You've got a company called Tantan, an app called Tantan in
never
at number
heard.
Three.
Never heard.
It's a Chinese dating app. It's over in China. Then you've got Bumble. Then you've got Grindr. Then you've got Happn. Then you've got Hinge. Then right at the bottom, plenty of fish. But obviously there's a lot more, but that's how the global market works. Now, have you ever been in a situation where you want to set, like, you feel that you could find your friend a better match than they could?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah? Guess what? There's apps for that.
I think there's an app for everything, though.
There's the Wingman app. I haven't tested these. I came across it today. You got Wingman, Chorus, and Ship. And basically, on all of them, you, as a friend, basically find your friend a match.
Wow.
So you're kind of like doing the dating for them, which I think is really, really cool. I haven't tested it. There's a few people that are testing it. But there's 270 million dating app users in the world. That's from 2020. So it possibly might have gone up since then.
Yeah.
Now, me, I'm kind of falling out of dating. I'm falling out of love with dating apps.
I was actually looking up some interesting facts today about dating sites, and they say roughly after 3 months, people get bored and delete the app. I mean, a lot of people go through the whole process of downloading it, and then even like a couple of days later, they fall out of love with it. But they're saying the average scale of people deleting the app is after 3 months if they haven't met somebody.
Wow. I know people are getting sick and tired of dating apps. There's people out there that's never actually ever got a match.
Wow.
Now that blows my mind that people haven't got a match, because I'm like,
well, then that's when they need to. That's when they need to speak to Saskia, Hey Saturday, and sort out their dating photos, because it's obviously their dating photos that are all wrong.
it's also the algorithm. You know, if you swipe right too many times, all it does, because basically on a dating app you have a value. They give you a value. I'm not telling you which dating apps, because obviously, but you have a value when you start. You're based on. It's based on your attractiveness. It's based on your profile photos. It's based on your bio. And
more information, the better, basically.
If you don't put any negatives on there, if you put any negatives, what it'll do is it'll mark you down straight away. It'll lower your value.
Okay.
If you're wearing sunglasses in the photo, if you're wearing a mask, if you're wearing a hat, hoodie, if you're with people on your main photo, or if you're really far away or too close, it'll mark you down in value. Now, what happens is, as a man, if you swipe right too many times, it basically decreases the amount that you're seen, pushing you towards the fact that you have to pay to see your matches. Now, with a woman, they want women to swipe right more. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Because I've known of people to get banned because they've swiped left too many times, women. On certain apps.
Right, okay.
Not creating the matches.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, some of these apps are punishing people for being too picky. Mm-hmm. Well, not picky, but knowing what they want. So it's basically going, yep, you're banned. And I'm like, what? So they're forcing everybody to swipe right more. The women, so they create the matches, so they've got the matches there and people can see the little numbers at the bottom, and then the men, so they pay for it, and it's just a business, it's just a company, and what they're after is to make money. And to me, it's like, no, No, you should be after trying to connect people and make love. You like to find love. Sorry.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yes. Did you say you got a little game? Oh, you got Badoo.
Badoo. So basically, Badoo has kind of two. It's basically an app that's kind of more suited for your phone. There's two ways to meet people on the site, which is through encounters or people nearby. So in the encounter section, you can match with singles that might catch your eye based on shared interests. Or there's the people nearby section, which is basically people in your area who you've got common interests with. So, yeah, there you are. There's kind of two sections you can click into.
So we did ask our Instagram followers about dating apps.
Okay.
How many of our Instagram followers that answered the poll, do you reckon, are on dating apps?
What was your question for it?
Oh, you're on dating apps.
I'd go high. I'd say 80%.
Nuh-uh, 57%, yes.
Interesting.
So, yeah. And then we asked the question, have you ever had a long-term relationship from the apps? How many percentage says yes? How many says no?
40% said yes.
33% said yes. So 67% said no. So we asked people what apps they liked, what apps they used. Okay. And Tinder was coming up a lot. There's Thursday. Thursday's a good app. Have you heard about Thursday?
Yes, I have. That sounds like a great app, to be honest.
Just one day a week. But unfortunately, Thursday, it's mainly London-based. So I think there was only like 3 people that jumped on it today around my way. So
okay.
Yeah. So do you know the main reason for... Oh, there's a few. But do you know the main reason that people have said that they stay away from certain types of apps?
I guess people stay away from certain types of apps because they feel it's all about sex and they actually want to meet somebody.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It's lots of CD, lots of creepy people, hookup app. But the funny thing about it is people have said this for different apps.
Yeah.
So people are like, this app's a hookup app, this app's a hookup app. Now, funny enough, I searched earlier, what are the best dating apps for casual dating and flings? Mm-hmm. And it actually came up with one. I was like, what? So what do you think the number one for best hookup site and casual dating and sex in 2021 is?
Plenty of Fish.
No.
Is it up there on the list? Because I feel like that is purely for hookups.
Apparently it's not. It didn't reach the mensjournal.com. So The top one is Ashley Madison. I don't know whether you've ever heard of that.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of Ashley Madison. There was a lot of things. Oh, it won't even... Do you know what? Ashley Madison won't even let me go on it because my internet provider says no.
Oh dear, that's very raunchy.
Tinder is the best hookup app for women, apparently. Adult Friend Finder is the best hookup site for affairs. Why are you saying this? Seeking, best sugar daddy and sugar dating and female to male ratio. eHarmony apparently is the best for long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually an app out there called No Strings Attached for casual hookups. Did you know this?
I didn't. But that's the thing, isn't it? There's like, the amount out there is just, you're going to find a site for anything you want. Mm-hmm. Anything. It's just trying to figure out which one's the correct one for you.
Yeah, well, apparently Bumble's the best casual dating app. But I wanted to bring this up, actually. Now, on the lines of a certain lots of swimming animals in the sea. I'm not saying the name. I'm saying...
I'll get you.
Did you know, like, if you meet somebody and if you're not on the site for so many days, like the app, they will send you an email with new potential matches to try and get you back onto the app.
Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. Clever.
They know what they're doing. And do you know what else? There's apps out there that don't send you the message notifications. So you'll get the first message notification. And I've had this myself where I'm on there, message, yep. And then all of a sudden, nothing. And I'm like, what? Why haven't I got? And then I go and have a look and I've got like five messages waiting. And I'm like, this is 24 hours ago and you haven't sent me anything. And it's down to that fact they're trying to keep you on the site any way, shape or form they can.
Well, do you remember the first dating site you went onto?
Mine was Plenty of Fish.
Me too. But I think that's because that's our age, though. I think that's we're giving away our age because that was out before Tinder. And I remember feeling I didn't want to do it. I thought, oh, this sounds so creepy and I don't want to meet someone online. But a friend of mine had just met somebody on the site and they were in a relationship. And I thought, wow, like maybe this can work. And I did get into a relationship as well from the first person I met there, but he was nuts, crazy. He's actually in my book. he was the one that had a pee fetish. And, he cheated, he lied. But I was so naive. So I kind of thought, but maybe this is what adult relationships are. Like I came out my first relationship and it was a very easy, straightforward relationship that I had at school. So I didn't really know what the dating world was really like.
Yeah.
So I never went back on that site because I was like, I never want to meet anyone like him again.
Have you done Tinder?
I've done Tinder. I didn't like Tinder. I felt like, everyone that messaged me were just like, everything was very sexual. So it was like,
what year was this between? I just want to like line them all up. Because I was on Tinder in 2000, it must have been 2014.
Yes, I would, exactly same, 2014.
But I met my ex who I married and had a child with off Tinder.
Oh, you had a Tinder baby.
Yeah, I had a Tinder baby, exactly. Yeah, so I think dating apps have massively changed since then, though. Like, since back when they first came out, they are just, I don't know, they're just, now. I'm on them, but I don't like them. Because it's just, there's no effort. Loads of people don't put effort in. Loads of people don't, there's too many people on there. And there's FOBO that happens massively, the fear of better options. So people are talking to loads and loads of people, but they're not paying any interest in anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation goes dry, it goes dead. And
But that's the thing. It's like you can meet people online and you can have successful relationships. You can have marriages from it. So they do work, but it's just finding the app that's right for you.
And then finding the person on that as well. Do you know what my most successful app is to this point?
I would say Hinge.
TikTok. Seriously.
If you want to follow Phil on TikTok, his handle is...
Unhinged and mumbled up.
Easy as that.
Phil and Jane's segment.
Lights, camera, action.
This segment is just Phil and Jane with something they've randomly come up with during the recording, and here we go. This is it. So, enjoy.
Okay, so Phil, I have got a wee quiz for you.
Yay!
So there's quite a lot of unique dating apps out there, and I just want to see if you know what they are all about. Okay, so there's an app called Bristler.
Yes, know that one. That's about beards. People that have likes for beards.
How
and
do you know
people
this?
That have beards? Because I've literally been doing this for like 7 months now, Jane. Like,
okay, fine. So yeah, basically that app was set up for beer lovers and it was founded in 2014. Okay, so I feel like
Pugnophiles, that's what they're called.
They're called what, sorry?
pognophiles, someone that is attracted to people with beards.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Facial hair.
Okay, so the next one is dead meat. What do you think that one's about? Dead meat. So D-E-A-D, then M-E-E-T, dead meat.
Dead meat. Ah, that's... I'm guessing it's something like you... locations that you're already in, maybe.
Okay, so dead meat is for people that are involved in a job that's to do with death.
Oh, so, of course it is. Oh,
so it could be funeral directors, embalmers.
Embalmers.
What is that?
Yeah, that's basically someone who puts all the
makeup on.
Basically, well, no, they remove the organs, or they used to. So they didn't rot and stuff like that.
How interesting is that? Because that's the thing. Some people could be a bit weirded out if you said, you know, I work in a morgue or whatever. So people might feel a bit secluded. So there's an actual app where you can meet people that do the same job as you. That's so cool.
I love how they call it dead meat.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's
what?
So cool. Okay, the next one is furry meat. I think you're going to get this one.
Oh, this is people that likes furries. This is people in the furry community.
Yes, so people that like to put on animal costumes can meet up. So that's cute. Okay, next one is... it's because I can see a picture on my phone and they're just dressed up as bunnies. I'm like, oh, it's sweet.
Yeah, but it's what they do in those suits. There's nothing wrong with it, but yeah.
Okay, next one is seeking arrangements.
Oh, this is for marriage. It's got to be.
Okay, so this is for sugar babies. So basically, if you're a girl looking to be treated in a certain financial way, so this can range from, like, if you want new shoes, haircuts, cars, you can find a sugar daddy who will gift you these things. So that's seeking arrangements.
Okay.
I quite fancy that one. If I was a young girl in my 20s.
Jane, just go on it. Go on it. It'll pay for the next holiday. Just don't tell the boyfriend.
Okay, there's another one here called Miss Travel. That's an app called Miss Travel.
Miss Travel, is this for people that want to travel away or whether you're on a gap year or something like that?
Yeah, it's basically people that love to travel and you want to meet other people who love to travel so you can meet together, travel around different countries. So, yeah, it's people that want to meet and travel together. I mean,
nice.
I love that fact. But again, it's a bit, you've got to be so careful. You've got to be so careful because you're going to a different country. And if you meet someone, regardless of how much you've spoke to them online, you know, I just think that's one's a bit.
Do you want me to tell you something that I did?
Oh, no, of course. Of course. Is this, you met someone online and then you flew over to America?
Oh, no, we've passed that story. That story's gone. I went to Paris on a holiday on my own, and there was this site that you could, like, basically find people that were there at the same time and meet up with them. So that's what I did.
Oh.
And it actually worked out amazingly. I met so many amazing people, and we all went to this big Halloween party and had so much fun. But
that does sound fun.
Yeah, but I think there was like a safety thing that you had to do. You had to like put in your passport or ID to show you were actually you. So, yeah.
That's fair enough. Okay, one more. Hater app.
Heater.
Hater. H-A-T-E-R.
Hater. Hater. Is this for people that want to be like, want hate given to them? They like being humiliated.
You would think, but it's actually not. It's basically people that... want to share their dislikes. So as with Tinder and you talk about things you like, this is things you don't like.
No.
It sounds very negative, doesn't it?
Exactly. And we spoke about negativity. Your brain doesn't understand the word no. So if you're like, I don't like this, your brain will be like, oh, you like this.
One more, sorry. This one's really, really cool. Right, the last one, we're going to end in a high. Sizzle. Sizzle app.
Someone that likes sausages.
This is people that love streaky bacon. Okay, so this is...
Yes!
How cool is this? It's an app for bacon lovers. So they talk about you know, what their favorite type of bacon is, if they love red sauce or brown sauce with it, whatever sauce, doesn't matter. It's basic for bacon lovers.
Sizzle. No, that's shopping. Where is Sizzle?
S-I-Z-Z-L.
Oh, it's got, I put an E on the end. Yeah, Sizzle.
So there you are.
I need to, I love bacon. No, it's still not. I don't think it's available on Android people.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So there are some unique apps for people out there. If you're in the funeral industry, there is an app for you called Dead Meat, which sounds very interesting.
It is interesting. That's amazing. And then on next episode, we're going to talk about, for all the people that don't want to do dating apps, how to meet people online. So, yeah.
Final thoughts.
This segment is called Final Thoughts, where we've reached the end of the episode and we take a look back at what we've learned, what we're going to take away, or what we just found a little bit funny. So, final thoughts.
My final thoughts are, I'm shocked. Well, I can believe that dating apps earn all that money, but it's quite sad to think that it probably is, they don't really care if people match or not, they're in it for the money,
mm-hmm.
which is sad. And you think about it, yeah, of course, if you pay extra money, you get to see more matches. And then you see all the advertisement with it. But do not fret, you can find true love absolutely on online dating. What's your final thoughts, Phil?
My final thoughts is just something that I wanted to add. These dating apps also use bots, fake profiles and stuff like that to keep you on. But yeah, it really, really upsets me down to the fact that, you know, people are out there trying to find love. They're trying to put all their effort into it and everything like that. And all their, you know, and they're getting hindered by it because people want to make profits. And that's a lot of profit. That is a lot of profit.
I know. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very, very much. And we'll tune in for the next episodes.
Yeah. Just one last thing. If you are an Apple user, and you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, or even if you don't, if you could jump onto Apple Podcasts and give us a rating, that would be amazing. It helps us so much because
give us the best
it
rating,
allows more
please.
People. I was just going to go for give us a rating, but I think Jane wants 5 stars and a review. Reviews always help as well. That'd be amazing. It's just to help us, just to get it all out there to more people. And yeah, hi if you follow us on Instagram. If you don't, then give us a follow. And also follow us both on TikTok, because we're doing quite amusing TikToks recently. mine's Unhinged and Bumbled Up, and Jane's is?
Jane Filton 30.
There we go.
I'm not even 30. I wish I was 30, but it's just because my book's 30 Reasons to Swipe Left, I thought I'd shove on the 30 at the end.
And I just went Unhinged and Bumbled Up because that's what everything is. So thank you again for listening.
Thanks.
And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Bumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.